So, looking at Agapanthus intermedius, large umbels of deep violet blue flowers with dark stems, and a whole heap of other goodies courtesy of the Highland Plant Centre, and we're looking at Autumn Exhibitor 2013, presumably the legendary Mr. S. Hickman.
That's correct.
Deduction, you see. You see the science all there. S for Stephen?
S for Stephen, yes.
Ah, fantastic. So what marvellous things have we got here, Stephen, in terms of this range of stuff here, which looks as though it blossoms into a cornucopia of purple?
Well, we've got a good selection across the board of Agapanthus. We've also included, for the first time, the exclusive Highland Chelsea Blue, which is a huge blue flower evergreen, which we launched at Chelsea this year.
Which is fantastic stuff. And we're talking there about, obviously, the other flower show. Obviously, it's there in all sorts of ways. Delighted that the NEHS Spring Flower Show is voted number one by Which Readers, and, of course, the Autumn Flower Show number three. How does it feel as an exhibitor in terms of how the shows compare?
Well, it feels well. I mean, it's always nice to take part in a show like that, and it highlights the year.
It's always good. And those southerners, they need some northern civilisation, I think. It's important. Speaking of southerners and northern civilisation, Ed, thoughts of yourself?
Yeah, I'm interested to know, these have been lifted out of the ground, obviously, quite recently. How do you look after them over the 4 days that they're kind of not where they should be here?
Well, Agapanthus lifted out of the ground, if you go back to the actual roots, the punnet, really. If you look at the Agapanthus, they consist of tuberous rhizomes, which are water retentive, and plants lifted at this time of year will be quite happy kept dry right through till spring. So 4 days of this show is no problem whatsoever. If they're not sold at this show or the other later shows like the Malvern show, the Westminster shows, then these will be stored in the crates that you see here while spring, totally dry, like you do keep Agapanthus in containers, and they'll be perfectly okay in spring and flower next year.
And in a way, what you're holding really depicts the whole essence of country life, doesn't it? In that what we see on the top is very pretty, and underneath there's a heck of a lot of hard work going on there.
Exactly.
Much like the show season in every sense of the word. Keith, from the point of view of why Agapanthus as opposed to another horticultural example?
Well, we used to grow a good selection of all the plants, because I'm a propagator, and we used to wholesale perennials, grasses, alpines, conifers, you name it. If I could root it or germinate it, we'd sell it. My daughter bought me one for my birthday about 20 years ago, a huge blue and white one, and that sparked an interest. And from that, we've developed new varieties. We've national collection with over 600 varieties in, and we exhibit on all the flower shows. And as far as we know, we're the only nursery in the UK what only grow Agapanthus and nothing else.
We're going to be having a look at some of the garden designs later on today, but clearly from that point of view, do you think this is something which is becoming more popular? People like to actually put this into their gardens when they think they want a bit of colour?
I think next year's trend is going to be for the darker blue ones. With the Agapanthus, they come in a load of range of colours these days, including bicolours, but the architects tend to go for either huge white ones or huge blue ones. And I think that the trend changes about every 2 years.
It's a standing joke with some of our horticultural correspondents that I probably have half a green thumb, if that. I have a spider plant which I manage to nurse through on a fairly regular basis. How easy is it to actually ensure that Agapanthus works? So do you need to actually engage in an awful lot of TLC with them?
Agapanthus really thrive on neglect, providing you provide four...
Sounds as though it's good for me.
Good for me as well. They like to be pot-bound, so they lend themselves to be grown in containers pretty well. They like a high potash feed. They like to be kept dry in containers through winter and in the boredom mulched. And if you do those things, you cannot really go wrong with Agapanthus.
Ed, thoughts?
No, they sound, you know, like the plant for me. And you are the only, you say, the only plant centre that specialises in Agapanthus. That's quite a specialised thing. Do you do other plants as well, or not? Have I answered my own question there?
To much of an extent, you've answered your own question. We do Agapanthus, and we also grow Tulbagia, which is the cousin of the Agapanthus, and that's the only two genera we grow commercially.
And a web address, Keith. Is there some way in which people can actually get in touch with you if they can't get to the show?
Yes, the web address is www.somethingforthegarden.co.uk. All my contact details are there, my emails, my phone numbers. So if anybody's struggling, they can get in touch. We do a lots of mail order, and you can see all the shows listed that we do, from right early Westminster ones to the late Westminster, Chelsea, Hampton Court, Harrogate Spring, Harrogate Autumn, you name it. If you look on my website, you can find us somewhere.
Okay, so Devils of Ripon, something which we regularly feature on our coverage of external events, particularly at the North England Horticultural Society show, and we're delighted to speak as ever too.
Shirley Devil, good morning.
Shirley, as ever, you bring the glamour to the NEHS Horticultural Society, the glamour and the tasty food in every sense of the word, etc. How has the show season been for yourself?
It's been very good this year. Yes, we've had a nice year. The weather's been good to us and, been successful.
Did we connect with you at the Great Yorkshire Show this year? I can't remember whether we did or we didn't. I don't think we did.
No, we didn't, no.
That's, well, just as well we sorted out today. Anyway, Ed, thoughts of yourself?
My first question was going to be, have you made all these? And then I notice it says, we make, bake and sell all of our own products. And they're all quite big, aren't they? Now, is it me or are these...
Wholesome, Ed, wholesome.
These are big cakes. Big and brilliant.
BFM.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say they're bigger than normal.
He's a lad from Lincolnshire and he spent time in Essex.
I was really going was that if you get a supermarket window cake, it's tiny, isn't it? And that looks really substantial and also it looks fresh.
Yes, that's my husband's speciality. Right. Yes, he does make those rather big.
As we've said, we must do a location report actually with you in Ripon, and it is on our list of things to do in 2014, or indeed in the interim period. But Ripon Tea Bread, Lemon Madeira, Carrot Cake, Fruit Farmhouse, Dayton Walnut Cake, Fruit Danish, Ripon Rescallion, Lemon Drizzle Cake, Yorkshire Curd Tart. It's just the range, phenomenal.
Yes, we often think we have too big a range. It's quite difficult.
Twice, you'll have people sort of sitting here thinking, where do we go?
That's right, because we sort of think, well, we'll cut that out, but then people come and say, have you got this? And we say, we need to do everything.
I think we'll come back to you in a few moments, because I think we've got a colleague who's already keen to actually make his first purchase of the morning, so we'll let that sort of get on for the whole thing. Ed, meanwhile, in terms of the whole sequence, what are your thoughts on this range of... I mean, again, it's a classic case of top-quality food produced in Yorkshire, made in Yorkshire, and sold to the world.
I'm sensing a big farmhouse kitchen with an arga that probably is always warm and a lovely smell going through your house. Do you do this from home?
We have a bakery and we have two very big ovens, much bigger than an arga.
It works on that basis. Do you think, Shirley, Ed deserves a taste test? I mean, he's had a long journey from Lincoln today. What do you think?
I think we can manage that.
Okay. What would you recommend?
The Danish are very popular on a morning. Yorkshire curd is one of the most popular things we do. But it's all nice. Everybody has their own favourite.
So where are you going, Ed?
I would like to try a little piece of Danish.
There we are. He's gone for the Danish, Shirley.
Danish, good choice.
I'll get that sorted through here. Noticed, obviously, I mean, again, you're doing wondrous here, keeping the wasps away, the nature's litter bugs, etc. But it is one of those things where you just think, just go away, waspy person.
Yes, definitely. Yesterday was a lot cooler, so the wasps kept away. Today, the sun's come out, so have the wasps.
It's a challenge. Never mind. Shirley, as ever, a delight. And yeah, we will be in touch with your good self. Again, is there a web address for Devils of Ripon? Are we online?
No, we're not.
So we really need to contact you directly on 01765 60 35 44. That's 01765 60 35 44. Should we wish to actually make an order for celebration cakes, anniversaries, birthdays, weddings, and indeed wholesalers and trade inquiries.
Excellent, yes.
So, Ed, clearly, trouble sleeping? Do you want a natural pain reliever? Stress and anxiety getting you down? Digestive problems? Tension headaches? The kind of things that an MA postgraduate student might be prone to, perhaps?
Especially in the last few weeks of writing a dissertation. So the words relaxing and calming. Stress and anxiety get you down? Yeah, all the time. Yorkshire Punch would possibly be the answer. So maybe you can tell me what's in it whilst I just try.
And we're speaking to?
Greg.
Greg, all right, talk to us about what Ed has already just sort of taken.
Warm. I wasn't expecting that.
No, it's warm, yes. We serve it warm. But that's what you taste in Yorkshire Herbal Punch, and it contains all those 14 herbs. Things like elderflower, fennel seeds, ginger, cloves, cinnamon, all blended to help you to relax. and you're absolutely, well-being.
Absolutely right, Ed. I mean, elderflower, chamomile, fennel seed, caraway, lavender, helping to maintain a calm mind, celery seed for healthy joints, etc. We talk a great deal, in fact, one of our main station sponsors, Pharmanor Nutritional Supplements, about the importance of good nutrition. We have Prince Charles, actually, sort of celebrating with respect to Yorkshire Punch. No, he's not joining us on this location report, dear listener. It's just a photograph that's actually there. It's almost a product which, as we say, it's non-alcoholic, and it's a traditional recipe, and again, it's got to be a winner.
Yes, it's an old monastic recipe. The monks of old were the physicians and medics of the time, and they blended all those different herbs together to give a feeling of well-being.
How does it feel, Ed?
It's a lovely taste, and they say that taste is a very strong evoker of memory and so forth. It tastes a little Christmassy, actually.
That's right. Well, you've got cloves and cinnamon in there, which is the basis of the mulled wine Christmas drink.
And how has the season been going for yourself? Because I'm always tempted to think, with respect to Yorkshire Punch, certainly as we head into the crafts for Christmas season and all of those aspects, it becomes an essential aspect.
Well, the season's been okay. It's a lot better than last year after the disasters we had last year. So it's going quite well. And obviously, coming up to the Christmas time, I'm looking forward to a very successful time of year.
I'll just quote from one of your customers here, Anne Stevenson. Yorkshire Punch came into my life approximately 18 months ago when I was looking for a complementary supplement to assist traditional medicines in the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia and depression. Didn't want to take the antidepressant given by my GP as it made me feel worse. So I turned to Yorkshire Punch, and what a difference to her health and lifestyle it made. So it's always nice when you have that kind of endorsement.
Certainly is, and Anne Stevenson, she drinks a wine glass full every day and has done for a few years now.
As we said, we are what we eat or drink, etc. Ed, you think you'd be selling this to the Wellman household?
Do you know what? I think, you know, towards the end of today, I shall come back and purchase a bottle.
Oh, my word.
I think I will. Crazy. And when I don't have to...
How many journalists say that to you?
Not many.
Does it stand alone, or do you have other things that go with the brand?
This is the my products, and I produce it. So I'll get it produced for me by a company in North Yorkshire.
And the web address for Yorkshire Punch is?
Punchbrew.com.
Greg, genuine delight touching base with your good self. Good to see you here, and hopefully again we'll speak again very soon.
Thanks very much indeed.
Sounds like in some kind of strip club.
Yes, well, Ed has just heard, you may have caught that, dear listener, but it sounds as though we're in some kind of ecdysiast scenario there, some sort of strip club, etc. But we are listening to...
Well, the piece is called Feeling Good. I was hoping to see which band they were. I think we'll have to go around the other side.
Or look at the programme, Ed. I think it actually tells us in the actual brochure in terms of who's around from that point of view. But again, in association with Pharmanor Nutritional Supplements Limited, UK, we are at the 2013 North of England Horticultural Society Autumn Flower Show, and just soaking up the atmosphere with the musical band. There we are, you see. Talked over the whole piece, but the audience have thoroughly applauded that and have been quite delighted. Have we managed to actually sort out who's actually playing then, Ed?
No, I haven't.
That's okay, then.